Olivia Newton-John there for you, and the song called Hopelessly Devoted to you, kicking off the golden hour for today, and I hope that you're going to stick around with us for the next hour or so on the golden hour, because we've got some good golden records for you, like this one from Lefreak. There you go, that's Lefreak there for you, and a song called Freak Out. Well, I hope you're not freaking out with this weather at the moment, although I suppose anyone is, I suppose, has some right to. Now, that was Lefreak there, 1983. Let's stay in the 80s. One of the all-time classics of the Smoochies. This was a hit for Styx back in 1982.
Babe, I'm leaving, I must be on my way. The time is drawing near. My train is going, I see it in your eyes. The love beneath your tears. See me.
Super sound there of Stix Terfew and a song called Babe, and that was a big smash hit for them back in the early 80s. 2:45, otherwise known as the quarter to three in simple language, 2:02, 99.2 FM, and it's the golden hour you're listening to. Yours truly, Eugene Crotty, until 3:30, and we go until 4:30 in the afternoon. Now, if Michael Keating, I hope I got that name right, doesn't sound too familiar to you, well, it doesn't sound too familiar to me. But anyway, if Adam West, that should ring a bell for all you little chillers out there in Batman land. Yes, Adam West. Well, he's the guy that plays Batman on the TV series. Well, unfortunately, his cape is going to be taken away from him in a new film, which is due to be made in Britain, I think it is, sometime next or later on this year. And Jack Nicholson is going to be playing the Joker. Anyway, Mr. Keaton is going to be the new Batman in this film, despite hundreds of letters of protest from fans of Mr. Adam West, who was considered way too old at the age of 58 to play Batman in the series or the film. So there you go. Poor old Batman has been given the bat shop, as it were. Mm-hmm. And the younger Batman coming into Philly's place. Mm-hmm. What happened to Robin? Did he get too old, I wonder? Probably not. No, I don't think you could ever replace Adam West as Batman. You'd always consider him as Batman. Anyway, here's Marshall Hayne from 78. And she's gone dancing in the city.
In the city, I live.
Howard Jones asking the big question, what is love? Marshall Hayne was dancing in the city back in 1978. Now, Kim Wilde, who did support act for Wacko the Jacko in Parky Heave over the weekend, well, she's been offered an extended contract to see out the rest of Mr. Jackson's European tour, which has got 8 more gigs left on it. And Michael Jackson, who supposedly has said about the star that she's a very talented lady, said that the only way that he could pay her back for not kind of talking to her, he said he felt very upset about that, and the only way that he could pay her back is by offering her £150,000 extended contract. So Kim Wilde only took about a couple of seconds to think about it. She said, you couldn't sneeze at £150,000, now could you? Well, I certainly couldn't sneeze at £150,000 if someone offered me £150,000 extended contract. But anyway, she is now after cancelling a concert to Greece. Now, can you sing it again for me?
Morning, do for the show. Three to get ready now. Go, cat, go, but don't you step on my blue suede shoe. Well, you can do anything but take me over my blue suede shoe. Well, you can knock me down, step in my face, slander my name all over the place. Well, do anything that you want to do, but now, honey, lay off them shoes and don't you step on my blue suede shoe. Well, you can do anything but take me over my blue suede shoe. Let's go, cat! Car, drink my liquor from an old fruit jar. Well, do anything that you want to do, but honey, lay off of my shoes and don't you step on my blue suede shoe. Well, you can do anything but stay over my blue suede shoe. Rock it! For the money, little for the show, three to get ready now. Go, 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 but don't you step on my blue suede shoe. Well, you can do anything but take me off of my blue suede shoe. Well, it's blue, blue, blue suede shoes. Blue, blue, blue suede shoes. Yeah! Blue, blue, blue suede shoes, baby. Blue, blue, blue suede shoes. Well, you can do anything but take home for my blue suede shoes.
Rocking on the golden hour there with Mr. Elvis Presley, back to the year of 1958, I think it was. That was a hit there, and been released once or twice, and been hits, of course, many a time. I'm just trying to find the exact year. Yes, 1958, that's when it was. It looked like it's 6 to me. 6 and 8 look a little bit exactly the same, but anyway, that's when it was. 5 to 3 on the golden hour. Good afternoon to you. On a mixed afternoon weather-wise. Let's go right back into the 80s.
Change my luck tonight. Don't wanna cry anymore. Not gonna take what fortune brings. I'm gonna make my own law. Goodbye, bad times. Goodbye, evermore. Goodbye, bad. We'll be right back.
Star there, and a song called You're 16. You're so beautiful. You're definitely in my. That was one of the few hits that Ringo Starr had when he broke up from the Fab Four. We don't hear anything of Mr. Ringo Starr, nor of George Harrison, the only active member of the Fab Four. Now still doing the rounds as they were, of course, is Paul McCartney, still raking in money. Right, we'll take a break from the music, but we'll be back in around 2 minutes from now.
Well, all right, sir, here we go then. What are they going to give?
Noel Mackey, auctioneer, valuer, and estate agent, 112 North Main Street, Jawl, offer the following properties. The most attractive, spacious bungalow with large gardens and many extras. At number 2, Kilcoran Park, a superb family residence in immaculate condition. In the Strand, a lucrative business in prime location. And a spacious residence, suitable for family home or guest house. In Yall, a thriving guest house is a going concern in a lovely area. At Green Cline, an attractive residence of character. Cottages at Ahavine, Ballymacoda, Ballybergen, Knockanore, Tallow and Newport. At Mona Tray, a fine bungalow on 8 acres. A nice compact bungalow on 10 acres overlooking the sea. Due to our sub-offices in London and Leeds, we require many more properties in all areas. For details, contact Noel Mackey, auctioneer, valuer and estate agent, 112 North Main Street, Yall. Telephone 024-92419 or 92065.
Didn't Jesse practice calling this both night and day?
Hennessy's Furnishings, Yall, a world of quality furniture with a large selection of three-piece suites, wall units, kitchen tables and chairs, luxury beds, single and double, bunk beds, a superb range of occasional furniture, plus the latest in washing machines from Philips. Whether you're decorating from top to bottom, looking for an addition to your home, or gift hunting for family and friends, you'll find all you need at Hennessy's Furnishings, Yall on 024-92595.
Louise Morrissey and her country band appearing at Minnie's U3 Lounge Hall on Sunday night. Another great night's entertainment with one of Ireland's top country bands. Louise Morrissey and her country band appearing at Minnie's U3 Lounge Hall on Sunday night.
Eugene Crosby.
Yeah.
1983, that was a big hit there for Billy Joel, number one, Smash It, and a song called Uptown Girl. Still a good record to listen to. Now, Saturday and Sunday of this... Excuse me, stop pulling on your mic. Now, while we were going... Oh yes, Saturday and Sunday of next weekend, if you're into athletics, of course, at the end of next month, in the beginning of October, is the Olympics in Seoul, and everyone gearing themselves up for that. But an awful lot of controversial comments and outrage at the moment over there in England to these athletics championships, Olympic trials, which are being held in Birmingham on Saturday and Sunday. An awful lot of people disagreeing on the system of the first two to qualify, and the selectors then will select somebody else they think is worthy of getting a place in whichever event they are going in. Anyway, they seem to think that it's not the best idea. Well, I suppose everyone has got their own opinion, and some system has to be sought out to get somebody there. I suppose they have a point. I mean, somebody could run a stinker of a race on the day and finish down the field or something like that and wouldn't qualify. But when you look at the Americans, they have a a savage system where the first three pass the post and that's that. If you don't finish in the first three, you don't go to Seoul, which happened to Greg Foster, although he would have got there if he hadn't had a broken arm, but at least he competed and tried to get there. But anyway, it'll be interesting to see what happens there. Will one or two of the English stars not go to Seoul? And I mean, it seems an unfair after building up for 4 years trying to reach the Olympics, and then in one race your dreams are shattered. Anyway, that's what's happening over there in the athletics. 1980, this was the number one for the tourists.
Cabin home of a little girl of mine.
My name is June, and very, very soon she'll belong to me. that lone pine tree in the Blue Ridge Mountains of Virginia, on the trail of the lonesome pine, in the pale moonshine, our hearts entwine, where she carved her name and I carved mine. Oh June, just like the mountain of blue, like the pine, I am lonesome for you.
On the trail of the lonesome pine,
in the Blue Ridge Mountains of Virginia, on the trail of the lonesome pine, in the pale moonshine, our hearts entwine, where she carved her name and I carved mine. Oh June, like the mountains I'm blue, like the pine, I am lonesome for you.
In the Blue Ridge Mountains of Virginia, on the trail of the lonesome pine.
Oh, apologies about that. For some unknown reason, the record has decided that it's not going to play. I think you should have heard this. Quarter past three on COY. Good afternoon to you. It's the Solid Gold Hour. With who? With the Motors. That's who it is with. And forget about you. No, I couldn't forget about you. Could I?
I've been walking along familiar places, places where we used to be. I've been driving all night in the fog and rain, hoping just to see your face. All of your friends, they just tell me you're gone and you wanna be free. Now I'm left with those memories forever calling, baby, 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 I just can't forget about you.
There you go, finally, we didn't manage to persuade him to sing. That's the Motors there, and a song called Forget About You, 1977. That was a hit for them. 1975 preceding that was The Trail of the Lonesome. Oh, shut up, you can't even sing. Anyway, that was Lauren Hardy, and that was the number one. A surprising number one for them back in 1975. amount of records that you wouldn't think I got to number one, who wouldn't get to number one. It's unbelievable. All right, let's keep going with the solid gold music. Now, of course, you had two big families fighting for the number one spot back in the 70s. You had the Jacksons and these lots, the Osmonds.
I'm leaving up to you.
Donnie and Marie Osmond from 1972 there, that was a big hit for them. And a song called Leaving It All Up To You. It's just, hey, that was a big battle in the 70s. You had the Jackson 5 and you had the Osmonds. Of course, Donnie Osmond tried to make a comeback there sometime last year, brought out a couple of records, but it didn't seem to go too well for Mr. Osmond. Anyway, I don't think he really needs to make a comeback. I think he's got enough money as it is. 22 past 3, and it's COY on a Tuesday solid gold afternoon for you. Remember this one from 1975? This is the son of Donna Summer. I love to love you, baby. Oh yeah.